Hello. My name is Clint Foltz, and my pronouns are he and him. And I am the lead member of the Chalice Climate Action Team. I'm glad you could join with us this morning for a celebration of Earth Day. This day was originally conceived in 1970 as a day to honor the Earth, and it's no less important today than it was 55 years ago. Unfortunately, our environment and climate crises have only worsened, despite the valiant efforts of climate activists and environmentalists. My first wake-up call to the climate crisis was watching An Inconvenient Truth with Al Gore. I was a bit of an armchair environmentalist at the time. I recycled, ate some vegetarian meals, and rode my bike instead of driving as much as possible, but didn't really understand the depths of the situation until watching that documentary. It opened my eyes to how bad the climate crisis really was, so I made sure we changed our light bulbs to compact fluorescents at the time and signed petitions when I came across them. But ultimately, I remained asleep at the wheel. Because surely someone in power was going to fix the problem, right? My next major wake-up call was the simultaneous Hill and Woolsey fires in 2018. I had to help evacuate my elderly clients that I had as a caregiver, and numerous friends of mine were forced to flee their homes with their young children in tow. It felt apocalyptic. Could the climate change I had heard about in An Inconvenient Truth be to blame for these horrific fires? As I was soon to find out, climate change was making wildfires happen more often and creating more fuel for the fires to burn. I discovered that Ventura County's average temperature has already increased 4.7 degrees by since 1895, making ours the fastest warming climate county in the continental United States. The average is projected to climb 3 to 5 degrees more in inland areas, including Thousand Oaks, over the next 20 years. So I read everything I could find about the climate crisis, and was this all true? And if it was, what could be done? I soon discovered Greta Thunberg and listened to her speeches. She said, "My name is Greta Thunberg. I'm 16 years old. I come from Sweden, and I want you to panic. I want you to act as if your house was on fire." For some people in Southern California, this was literally true. Greta also told us to listen to the scientists. So I read article after article about the climate crisis from scientists and climate activists. I read books with such titles as The End of Ice, On Fire, and The Uninhabitable Earth. I checked with scientists. Was this data for real? It was. And the oil companies have known this all along. I made it only 45 pages into the book Uninhabitable Earth before I had to put it down. I spent several near sleepless nights waking up in a panic. I had to do something more than just reducing my personal carbon footprint. I looked online for anyone else in the area that was as concerned as I was. That's when I found something called a community forum at a place called Chalice in Newbury Park. Chalice was screening a documentary about climate change called From Paris to Pittsburgh. From the looks of it, this place was kind of like a church, but not like any I'd ever seen. So when I arrived at the community forum and was welcomed at the door by nice people thanking me for attending, I picked up brochures from something called Citizens Climate Lobby, and then sat down in the chair in front of the stage. That's when I saw the words on either side of the lectern: "All souls are worthy of respect and love, and all life, all truth is one." Well, those were some words I could get behind. A little while later, I ended up attending a Citizens Climate Lobby meeting held at Chalice, and that's where I met Gordon Clint, no relation. He was super he was super enthusiastic and encouraged me to check out a Sunday service, which I did sometime later. After I had attended several Citizens Climate Lobby meetings, Gordon invited me to the newly formed Chalice Climate Action Team. When I arrived at the meeting that was upstairs, he sat me at the head of the table and told me that I was leading the meeting. I worked through my fears and trepidation and managed to run the meeting, thanks in part to the amazing people seated at that conference table. A few meetings later, Gordon said, "Well, since you're here at Chalice so often, you should probably join the fellowship." And that seemed like a good idea, so I took the starting point class, and now here we are. So if you're not enjoying this speech, you can blame Gordon Clint. He's not here today. So what I found is that when I'm working with like-minded people, that overwhelming sense of dread I feel when working on the climate crisis, that feeling subsides and it's replaced with a sense of belonging and, dare I say, hope. There are solutions to the climate crisis. We can change the apocalyptic trajectory humanity is currently on, but it's going to take everyone. Every single one of you needs to become a climate activist. Make changes in your own life. Be the change you want to see in the world. Become a revolutionist and know that the real revolution is the evolution of the heart and the mind. To quote Brian A. Dominic, quote, "The role of the revolutionist is simple. Make your life into a miniature model of the alternative revolutionary society you envision. You are a microcosm of the world around you, and even the most basic among your actions affect the social context of which you are a part. Make those effects positive and radical in their nature," end quote. Choose to make small sacrifices now so your children and their grandchildren won't be forced to make much worse sacrifices in the future. Make the choice to be a good ancestor and make every single day Earth Day. Join with those around you and create an ever-expanding mandala of climate revolutionists. Be sure to talk about climate change with your friends and family. And perhaps most importantly, take action now. The state of California has the opportunity to pass important legislation called the Polluters Pay Climate Superfund Act of 2025, which Abra Stewart from Sea Frog will tell you about and how you can get involved. Thank you.